Welcome to the Susan Winter Show. Here you'll find practical tips and tools to address your most pressing concerns on love, dating, and partnership. And now, here's your love and life mentor, Susan Winter.
Susan Winter, hi all, and welcome back to my channel. I have yet again a new word to give to all of you for bad dating behavior. I think it's number 567 this month. It is called ghost lighting. Yep, ghost lighting. It's a mashup of the two words ghosting and gaslighting. And here's how it goes. I pray none of you have had it happen, but if it does, you'll know what this is. First, you meet a person. You have some dates, you have a good time, whatever, you're seeing them for a while, and they ghost you. Done. Radio silent. You don't hear from them. Okay. You move on with your life. You're like, okay, bad behavior. It's not on me. It's on them. You move forward. Out of the blue, they contact you. But what they do is do the turnaround and gaslight you and make it your fault for their time that they were absent. Like, you never called me back about that movie. Or didn't seem like you were putting any effort into it. But they will give you a commentary out of the blue as they resurface to put you on the defensive for their lapse and for their bad behavior. What actually happened is they were probably seeing somebody else, tried to negotiate that to start working. It didn't work out. Then they decided, I'm a little bored, to come back to you because you were unfinished business. Now they're not getting together with the other person. So let's reexamine this. Horrible, horrible behavior. Ghost lighting. Ghosting, although it has become normalized, I hate to say it, is not acceptable. It is not healthy human behavior. Anybody who ghosts you doesn't have the strength to be honest. They choose not to be uncomfortable. They don't have the courage to tell you honestly, it's not going to be a match for me. I'm still into my ex. I'm afraid I'm seeing too many people. I can't concentrate on this. They don't have the courtesy to cut you loose, to make a clean cut. A clean cut is the kindest. That's a me thing. I know that, but I'm fully believing that. Clean cut, so you know it's over, whatever. Ghosting, they leave you hanging. And oftentimes you spend your time in a loop, reassessing everything, wondering if you did something wrong because you've just experienced their bad behavior. When somebody ghosts you, it is clearly about them. It is a choice to not be honest, to alleviate themselves of discomfort and to move on. Gaslighting. Gaslighting is a turnaround and it's a way for you to feel badly about something that they did wrong. It could be that you've brought up an issue that is upsetting you in the relationship and they somehow make it like you created that. It's because of you that this is happening. So it's the turnaround. It is not accepting responsibility. Put the two together, they're even worse, okay? Dating games are out there. People do them because they are either uneducated as far as being a good partner, or they lack human civility and care not to learn. Either way, when you see bad dating behavior, it speaks volumes about that person. So my strongest suggestion is do not overvalue the person who has such abhorrent behavior. They are not somebody to be respected, to wish would come back, to want their approval, to seek their praise, or to yearn that they would be attracted to you. They are somebody that you should look at, and as quickly as you see that happen, one, praise the universe for setting you free and getting out of that situation. Okay, so this is, you didn't lose anything. You gained yourself. Walk away. Don't belabor it. Okay, Susan Winter for SusanWinter.net. If you'd like to speak to me about something, you have an issue and you want a consultation, check out susanwinter.net, go to the consultation page. I also have a really fun shop page that has many of my phrases that are just reminders for you, whether it's a sticker or it's a dog bandana or a t-shirt or it's on a mug or a water bottle, things to remind you of the truth of who you are. One, keep the dream, replace the person. Or two, it's not me, it's you. Susan Winter for SusanWinter.net. Thanks a lot.